Welcome to a new episode of 90s Tunes Podcast with Avery and Lena.
So today we are doing Monster Magnet, Space Lord, Mother Mother, chosen by you.
It was. I don't think it's called Space Lord, Mother Mother. I think it's just Space Lord, Space isn't Lord? It?
I saw both online, so I don't know. It's as simple as that. I don't know. Yeah, I think it could be. I'm now trying to find it because I thought it was both.
Well, I'm looking it up as well.
Okay.
Because what I'm reading online, It's just Space Lord.
Yeah, and I guess it says that here too, Space Lord. But when I ask Google to play it, that's how I ask for it. Okay, Space Lord then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glad we got that out of the way.
Like I said, by Monster Magnet, it was a group formed in 1989 by Dave Windorf, John McBain, and Tim Cronin. Oh, they've gone through so many different members, different names. The only remaining member is Dave Windorf. I looked it up. There's a timeline of who was in the band and when, and a visual on. I had never seen a visual to explain that, so I'm not going into that. There was a lot of side projects. They're still together. They got their name from a 60s toy from the Wham-O Inc. toy company.
Mm-hmm.
This toy company, they also were responsible for a hula hoop, frisbee, silly string, and hacky sack.
Okay. A lot of good toys there.
Yeah, yeah. They did a lot of touring with like Soundgarden, Rob Zombie, Metallica, Hole and Marilyn Manson on the Beautiful Monsters tour, which is a whole story. And I guess there was disputes between the two of them and Love left. So they had to discontinue the tour, and then they started again with the Rock is Dead tour, which Monster Magnet then played on that tour as an opening act. Yeah. This is off their fourth album, Power Trip. So I guess Dave Windorf went to Vegas, and he wrote one song a day for 21 days for this song. Songs about Vegas. And this leads us, and this is 1998, it was released, to Space Lord. Now, before he wrote the song, he was in New Orleans, and he was in a dominatrix apartment, apparently, and his record company sent him some press from Europe where they called him Space Lord, and she kind of made fun of him for that, and he's like, you'll see, I'll write a song about it. Yeah. I guess the original lyrics with the curses in it was never released. They just cut it short as the mother. And then echoed it,
okay.
Except for it's in some remixes and on the great, like in the greatest hits, and an unofficial remix by German DJ Boys Noise.
Obviously.
The video is a spoof of Mace's Feel So Good. And Metallica's like Enter Sandman. It kind of wants to make fun of the rap videos of the day. And they were kind of afraid that Mace would be offended, but he wasn't. I guess it's pretty close to the video. I didn't watch the video. Did you?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that video a bunch of times.
Okay. I don't know why I didn't watch it. I just kind of forgot. Twiggy Ramirez was in that, which I knew that name, but he was in the bands. Like he played for Marilyn Manson, A Perfect Circle, Nine Inch Nails, I guess big name in music. Like I knew his name, but I had no idea from where.
Yeah.
This was featured in Talladega Nights,
yes.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby in 2006. Also in that movie was Michael Clark Duncan, who was also in The Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds. That's my Canadian connection.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They also, other songs, they've been on Varsity Blues, where they did a version of MC5's Kick Out the Jams. That song's coming up a lot in this podcast.
Yes, it is.
And they've been in a couple of Sons of Anarchy episodes.
Yeah.
But this song, yeah. Ricky Bobby, do you have a Canadian connection?
I do. The music video was directed by Joseph Kahn, who also did a Mace video before this. It wasn't for that song. It was for What You Want.
I don't know it, but.
But yeah, it was done in the same year, 1998. This guy is very prolific in his directing videos. So right after he done Monster Magnet, Space Lord, he did a music video for Bryan Adams.
Which song?
On a Day Like Today.
Okay.
And then right after that, he co-directed with Rob Zombie for Living Dead Girl.
Huh.
Rob Zombie's not Canadian, but it's just an interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this guy, like Joseph Kwan is so prolific. And when you're looking over all of his music videos, there's a lot of good artists that he's worked with over the years, like top artists.
I'll have to. Well, I don't know why I didn't watch this video. I usually try to. And I usually try to look up the lyrics. But two things I didn't do this week.
Good.
Lost the ball? That's not the right saying.
I looked up the
Fell
video
off
and
the ball?
I looked up the lyrics. So.
Yeah.
I made up for both of us.
Okay, thanks. How to chart?
It didn't really chart in Canada. Like, there was no charting at all. But U.S. mainstream, it reached number 3. And alternative airplay in U.S. reached 29. Hmm. So when I think about the song at that time, though, I think about Much Music, and it seemed to be on Much Music a lot.
Okay.
So that's my knowledge of the song. And I want to say it was on one of the Big Shiny Tunes as well.
Hmm. Yeah. Maybe.
And I also, you talked about the lyrics, like how it was Mother Mother and how it was echoed in there. When I was thinking about it more today, I sort of like the lyrics more as Mother Mother than Motherfucker. Just because it brings me back. And I remember having conversations when I was younger about, like, what were the real lyrics? Was it Motherfucker or was it Mother Mother? And now to go back, I think at the time I would have liked Motherfucker. But now I like Mother Mother because it adds that mystery to the song almost.
I like not cursing more than cursing. Just, we know, like, just it's almost more creative.
Yeah.
Not that Mother Mother is so different, but, you know, just.
But, yeah, well, that's why I like the lyrics.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it more, it's just, like I said, that mystique to it, the mystery of, is it really that? Because there's always been rumors, and I've never seen them live, so I didn't get that opportunity to see what they would have been. And from what I've been reading online, when he does perform it, he does curse in it. So, and that's fine. Like, I don't have a problem with cursing. Now I like it more this way, like reflecting back on it.
I like that this is what's on the album as opposed to they just changed it for the radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's sometimes songs that I just realize nowadays, I'm like, oh, they edited it for the radio. I just didn't think at the time. I only know the radio version. So you saw the video, but did you like this song?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this song. That's why I picked it.
I like that it has almost like, for at the time, a retro rock feel, like from like like Metallica late 80s kind of early 90s, like kind of
feel.
They
didn't have to go back far, but just like that decade. So
kind of different, like doesn't necessarily sound 90s because it has that retro feel, but it's like new for the time. Like, so it is 90s because it doesn't just sound like they're emulating someone from the 80s, but just, yeah, like it's new, it's different. And it almost sounds like the more rock, but the alternative kind of feel to it as well, but more with the rocky things. I wrote it as a retro rock song. Does it hold up?
For me, I think it does. I still enjoy it. It hasn't faded away that much. Hear it on the radio occasionally, and it's not overplayed, so.
Yeah, I knew this song, but I have no memory of it. Like, I don't know what I know it from, where I know it from.
Yeah.
It's just in the popular culture. Yeah, probably on the radio here and there, but it's not overplayed, and sometimes that's what I don't like about songs.
Yeah.
Songs that I used to love are overplayed, and I can't. Mm-hmm. Knew them. I was happy with the song. It was a little different than what we've been listening to, kind of more of our like our regular genre.
What
even if we didn't know this.
Yeah.
Even if this isn't necessarily a song we would hear, but it's more like what we're comfortable with. That's wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, I know what you're saying.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So what song are you going to pick for
so
next
one
week?
Also sometimes played in our house, one of my favorite exercise songs. Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
That's a good one. We're going back early 90s.
Yes. So
I'm excited for that. That's a good one.
Me too. All right. So listen to us next week.
Keep on listening.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to say.